the WMGM time, 8:39. Today, smokers are reading the important news about life cigarettes. In the papers, magazines, laboratory reports, everywhere. Life, you know, is a cigarette that gives the American public the least tar, the least nicotine of all cigarettes. Life's Millicell Superfill that gives you the least tar, least nicotine of all cigarettes. You can see the actual proof of that statement on television. See this demonstrated on TV for proof of how new Life's Millicell Superfiller gives you least tar and least nicotine. You'll see how other fillers fail, let drops through. Compare. See how Life gives least tar and least nicotine. Life filters best by far. And Life is taste and rich for great flavor. Rich taste that you miss in all other filter cigarettes. Remember, new Life is a cigarette that's proved to give you least tar and least nicotine of all cigarettes. Get new Life with Millicell Superfiller tonight. Life cigarettes, king size, popular filter price. This is your Lowe's Theaters radio station in New York, WMGM. The best sound yet from your radio set. Dean Hunt has been in bestsellers on a Tuesday evening in town. Cold tonight, the weatherman says. Low ranging from the teens in town down to near 5 in the normally cooler inland places. Not quite so cold tomorrow. High between 30 and 35. Change that. Present WMGM temperature 22 degrees as we bring on a brand new version of a real old tune that some of the oldsters listening in may remember. The Playboy styling of Memories.
WMGM New York.
WMGM time, 70 minutes before 9 o'clock.
WMGM presents the headline album of the day.
And in the LP spotlight all day today here at WMGM, a new one by Pat Boone on the Dot label called White Christmas, and from it, Pat sings I'll Be Home for Christmas. And the WMGM time, exactly 8:45.
Everybody, even Santa shops on bargain stores.
Hurry right now to the fabulous White Christmas sale, now at all John's Bargain Stores. Fabulous bargains in every department of every store. Winter hats, flannel shirts, jackets, and sweaters, gloves, and loads of other cold weather and Christmas gift items. The snow is here, and with the snow, the bargains are here, too. Hurry to your nearest John's Bargain Store and reap the savings.
From the WMGM newsroom, a loud yelp foils hold up attempt. Details on WMGM News in just 10 minutes at 8:55.
You're between 10 and 11 on your dial at 10:50 WMGM in New York. Good to the last note. Dean Hunter here spinning bestsellers.
This is WMGM New York. 10:50 on your dial. Between 10 and 11 for easy listening.
The number 6 this week on the brand new WMGM best-selling record survey after only 4 weeks on the charts. A little sleeper from the West Coast that I'm happy and proud to say that we had a little bit of a part in discovering here in New York. Miss Toni Fisher and a great record, I think, called The Big Hurt.
WMGM 1050.
Yeah, the WMGM time, exactly 8:49. Starting tomorrow at Lowe's Metropolitan Theater in downtown Brooklyn, happy holiday attraction, Gary Cooper and Charlton Heston and The Wreck of the Merry Deer in CinemaScope and color. Women love The Wreck of the Merry Deer. Irene Thyra of the New York Post says, highly recommended, suspenseful, exciting. Rose Pelswick, Journal American, says, top flight mystery, Cooper and Heston are both excellent. Don't miss The Wreck of the Merry Deer, plus the co-feature, Girls Town, starring Mamie Van Doren, who's all girl, and Mel Torme, a highly charged drama of youthful rebels on the road to nowhere. starting tomorrow at Lowe's Metropolitan Theater in downtown Brooklyn. The Wreck of the Mary Dear and Girlstown.
To know more about things that are good and what's going on in your neighborhood, here is WMGM's Neighborhood News.
The Chi Group, Pride of Judea Children's Home, 1000 Dumont Avenue, Brooklyn, is having a meeting tomorrow evening at 8:30. Send news concerning your neighborhood to Neighborhood News, WMGM, New York 22. And so them's the records on this hour, number one of bestsellers tonight on a cool Tuesday here in town. Your boy Dean Hunter spinning. However, don't stray, don't go away. Loads more in store in just five. Right now, the WMGM time is 8:55, and here is Mike Lawrence with late news and the weather.
Dateline, New York.
News is being made, and when news is made,
you hear it first on WMGM.
Listen now to all the news on
Dateline, New York.
The Night Desk Edition. An American newsman, James Buchanan, is being tried tonight before a military tribunal in Cuba. He was taken from Havana to Pinar del Rio in western Cuba, where the court postponed its Christmas holiday to hear his case. Buchanan is charged with aiding an American who was recaptured after escaping from prison. The American, a pilot named Frank Young, has been given a 30-year sentence on counter-revolutionary charges. That's the WMGM headline story, news about Ike's homecoming in 30 seconds. Don't miss Walter Winchell in the New York Mirror. Winchell scoops every other columnist on Hollywood and Broadway happenings, on the private and career lives of people in showbiz and big biz. He gets the inside track on domestic and foreign affairs. Winchell knows, Winchell tells in the New York Mirror. WMGM temperature, 22 degrees, complete WMGM weather picture follows the news. The plane carrying President Eisenhower home from Paris has taken off from Goose Bay, Labrador. The White House says the flight to Washington began at 8:31 after a 53-minute refueling stop. President Eisenhower's message to the nation will be heard on WMGM tomorrow night from 10:45 to 11 p.m. As reported earlier on WMGM, the side of a 5,000-foot mountain has fallen into a lake near Salmonam in British Columbia. No one is reported injured, but Lakeshore residents feel that another slide might bring down a remaining overhang some 3,200 feet above them. Fears are that slides might cause a tidal wave. Millions of tons of rock and rubble are believed to have fallen. Some of the boulders were the size of houses. Salmonam is about 200 miles northeast of Vancouver. From the WMGM newsroom, a loud yelp foils a holdup attempt. The story: a loud yell foiled a holdup in New York City today. An 18-year-old delivery boy, John Bickney, of 131 West 138th Street, was robbed of $500 by two strangers who followed him into an elevator at 35 West 38th Street. But he yelled that he'd been robbed, and he yelled so loud that his boss, Benjamin Riegelman, heard him and called police. They caught two men and recovered the $500. In custody are 27-year-old Douglas William of 70 West 115th Street, and 18-year-old Alvin Eddy of 22 West 128th Street. A Cuban Navy vessel has rescued seven crewmen from the storm-battered Dutch freighter aground on a reef some 35 miles off the coast of Cuba. The ship's master, Captain Wilhelm de Jong, is chosen to stay aboard the 368-ton freighter June to face a night of pounding seas. De Jong is awaiting a salvage tug from Key West, Florida. On the WMGM International Wire, Communist China is unofficially reported to have laid claim to territory on the northwest border of the Kingdom of Nepal. The district in question is the proposed site of the civilian airport to be constructed for Nepal by the United States. The disclosures came from the kingdom to the north of India that Red Chinese troops are massing heavy concentrations in the area. On the WMGM National Wire, a housing development firm is seeking federal court protection for its plan to sell homes to Negroes in the all-white Chicago suburb of Deerfield, Illinois. The firm also wants $750,000 in damages from officials and residents of Deerfield who campaigned for a park bond proposal to condemn the land to be used for integrated housing. Deerfield residents have voted in favor of such a move by their park board. A two-plane collision over Rio de Janeiro has caused the death of all 32 passengers and crew members of an airliner. Reports also say a woman and six children died in one of the homes struck by the airliner. The complete WMGM weather picture in a moment. Here's entertainment news from WMGM, your Lowe's Theaters radio station in New York. We're proud to announce the opening of our new Lowe's Capitol Theater, Broadway at 51st Street on Saturday at 9 a.m. Every late advance in design and equipment has been utilized to cater to your every desire. Artistically, Lowe's new Capitol is as lovely a theater as has ever been created. Functionally, it's as enjoyable a theater in which to watch a motion picture as our electronic age could produce. New seats, new stereo sound, new motor stairs to the divans and mezzanine. New air conditioning, new decor, new Technorama's 70 screen. And as the gala reopening attraction, a tremendous Technicolor and Technorama spectacle, Solomon and Sheba, starring Yul Brynner and Gina Lollobrigida. Continuous showings begin Saturday at 9 a.m. at our new Lowe's Capitol. The WMGM weather picture shows clear and very cold tonight, the low ranging from the teens in coastal areas to about 5 in the colder inland places. Mostly sunny tomorrow, not quite so cold, the high 30 to 35. The current WMGM temperature, 22 degrees, humidity 71%, the wind north at 11 miles per hour. That's the 855 Night Desk edition of WMGM News and Weather, Mike Lawrence reporting. Headlines in 30 minutes, bulletins as received. The next complete WMGM newscast at 9:55. Now back to Dean Hunter and bestsellers.
In New York, your boy Dean Hunter right back to spin more of the best run on records on this hour of the second of bestsellers here on WMGM.
Simon, will you cut that out? Get off! Boys!
WMGM 1050.
WMGM time, 9:03. That was the first Noel to be mechanically reproduced in the pop music business for a Christmas song. Great big smash by David Seville back again this year, of course, 1959. The Chipmunk song. Opening this 15 of our bestseller show on WMGM brought to you as a public service this evening on behalf of the New York City Mission Society. Young fellow out now with a great big smash went to number 2 on the survey here at WMGM, Freddie Cannon and Way Down Yonder.
WMGM New York.
WMGM time, 9:06. Something for me, Santa Claus. What a terrible thing to have to say no to some little snub-nosed youngster with a Christmas spirit just sparkling out of his eyes and his kind of grubby little hands outstretched. There's not much time left, but if you can still help the New York City Mission Society. Say yes once again this Christmas to thousands of youngsters, as they have every Christmas for nearly 150 years. Imagine that, for 147 years. Mail your contribution, won't you, just as quick as you can. Doesn't have to be a lot, but mail something to the New York City Mission Society. 105 East 22nd Street, New York City 10. You're going around with a modern sound, the best-selling records in this whole town. The town is New York, the station WMGM. Dean Hunter spinning.
WMGM 1050.
WMGM time. We'll give it to you backwards. It's 9:09.